This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. At least 42 people were killed and over 130 injured when a suicide bomber set off explosives at a political rally in Pakistan's northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province on Sunday. Both police and rescue officials, the source of information. The blast took place at a gathering of the conservative JUIF party, known for its links to hardline political Islam, and the former tribal area of Bajur, which borders Afghanistan. An emergency has been declared in the hospitals of Bajur and adjoining areas, where most of the injured were taken, according to a district police officer. The critically injured were transported from Bajur to hospitals in the province capital of Peshawar by military helicopters. Niger's neighbors have imposed both economic and travel sanctions and are also threatening to use force if the new military leaders in Niger fail to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum within a week. Here's Reuters reporter Zachary Goldman.
Before the uprising, Niger was seen as the West's most stable ally in an unstable region. The coup last week is the seventh coup in the Sahel region in recent years. Coup leaders appeared unbowed by the international pressure, and inside Niger, a show of support on Sunday for the military. A crowd attacked the French embassy in Niamey, breaking windows and setting its compound walls on fire.
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Central African Republic voted on Sunday in a referendum on a new constitution that would allow President Todera to seek a third term in a country that has endured several coups. This is VOA News. Rival Palestinian political leaders met in Egypt, decided on Sunday to form a committee on intra-Palestinian reconciliation, a move that one analyst doubted would end their 17-year rift. President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas leaders met for a rare face-to-face talks in the coastal city of El Alamein, along with representatives of most Palestinian political factions. Thousands have taken to the street in Gaza in a rare public display of discontent with Hamas. The AP's Lawrence Brooks reports.
Several thousand people take to the streets across the Gaza Strip to protest chronic power outages and difficult living conditions. It's a rare public show of discontent with the territory's Hamas government. Protesters chant, "What a shame, what a shame," and some burn Hamas flags before police move in and break up the protests. Witnesses say authorities have destroyed mobile phones and carried out several arrests. The demonstrations were organized by a grassroots online movement, but it's not immediately known who is behind the group. Hamas rules Gaza with an iron fist, barring most demonstrations and quickly stamping out public displays of dissent. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wrapping up a trip to the Indo-Pacific that included stops in Papua New Guinea and Australia. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more from Townsville, Australia.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Australian Defense Minister Richard Marles flew from Brisbane to Townsville to meet with troops taking part in Exercise Talisman Sabre.
Waltzing Matilda is our song.
Almost a dozen nations have joined the U.S. and Australia for these exercises, and Austin says there's hope that in the future it will be even bigger.
We're about working together. We're about promoting a common vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Townsville, Australia.
Ukraine is to start consultations with the United States this week on providing security guarantees for Kyiv pending the completion of the process of joining NATO, senior Ukrainian officials said on Sunday. The talks announced by President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff are a follow-up on pledges issued by the G7 group of advanced countries after this month's NATO summit. The Chinese vice premier is arriving in Pakistan on Sunday to mark the 10th anniversary of an enormous economic plan that is the cornerstone of Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative. I'm Scott Walterman.